Blog Talk Radio. shaking. Who gon' save the babies? Come another bloody Sunday. I'm singing Mary, Mary. They love me or they hate me for my skin color. But you say I am your brother. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. We need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, yeah. The God with the resurrection power come and play. Take away the hate, to heal the human race, yeah. We need a... changing the poor people in the cold, but you keep preaching to their soul. We don't need till everybody's free, and we won't sleep till everybody eat.
Yeah,
until lives matter.
Yeah,
more than ties matter.
Yeah.
Government keep lying to me, telling me that they're gonna set the people free, but the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a
strong God.
Strong, yeah. We need a
real God.
Yeah, yeah. The God with the
resurrection power from the grave. To take away the hate, to cure the human race.
See, we need a...
Born of water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And Mark chapter 16, verse 16. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. But he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, baptism now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from your flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus was baptized. Why was Jesus baptized? Why should we be baptized? Our four scriptures for today's lesson is taken from the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 and 17, and Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and you do come to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it at this time, for in this way of fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So before we look at why we should be baptized, we will look at why Jesus was baptized. We will begin by examining Jesus' own words from the conversation that he had with John the Baptist. John questioned why Jesus, God's Son, would have the need to be baptized by him. And Jesus responded in Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, permitted at this time, but in its way, it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. This is the first reason that Jesus was baptized, to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus was baptized because it was the right thing to do. This pleased God, as we see in the following scripture. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, after being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove, lighting on him. And behold, a voice of the heavens said, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. To summarize, there are two things that we can learn from the baptism of Jesus. Jesus got baptized because it was the right thing to do. And second, it pleased God that Jesus was baptized. Those are the same two reasons we need to be baptized, because it's the right thing to do and because it's pleasing to God. Additional reasons to be baptized, okay, there are additional reasons to be written in the Bible. We will look at those reasons now, along with supporting scriptures. Acts chapter 2:38. When we present and baptize, our sins are forgiven. So repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins. We receive the Holy Spirit when we're baptized. Okay, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for forgiveness of your sins. And you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is required to enter the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So baptism, along with the belief in Jesus, saves us. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. Amen. So, let's conclude. There are five matters of salvation mentioned in the Bible. They are, one, belief in Jesus. Acts chapter 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Confessing our beliefs in Jesus. In Romans chapter 10, verse 10, for therefore with the heart of a person believes resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses resulting in salvation. Repenting and turn away from our sins. In Luke chapter 13, verse 3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And being baptized, baptism now saves you, not in removal of dirt from your flesh, but an appeal to God for good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, and whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. That's Mark chapter 16, verse 16. And again, obeying God's commandments. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. So Jesus himself was baptized according to the Bible. He did it for these two reasons, to fulfill all righteousness and to please his Father. These are the same two reasons that we need to be baptized today, because it's the right thing to do and because it pleases God. We receive the following blessing when we are baptized: for the forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit, access to the kingdom of God, and salvation. And because none of us are promised another day, we should not delay. We will conclude today's lesson with the following scripture about baptism of Jesus. And again, I'm going to repeat this verse, okay, from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it at this time, for it is the way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And I hope today's lesson brought you something, okay, to see why we need to be baptized. Amen. All righty. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is say the simple little prayer unto me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins, then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. I see we got a bunch of callers in the queue. A bunch of one-on-ones. But before I take them, if you said that prayer, we want you to call in to 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key and I will bring you on. Amen. One-on-one. You're on there.
Hi, Ken. I am a faithful listener calling in to break the boycott. Just kidding. Sylvia. Sylvia.
Okay, 111.
Welcome to Blog Talk.
Okay, 111.
Boycott.
All right. 111.
Goodbye.
Okay. All righty. Well, we got a bunch of jokes tonight. That's okay. Yep, that is okay. You can be all the jokes you want to be. Okay, because you're not bothering me. Amen. 111.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold.
111. Okay, bye-bye. Well, that was interesting. Amen. Let's see what we got going on over here. Uh, Okay. So he said, all right. Well, I'll take another call. I got one more line. Okay, one more line.
Radio. Goodbye. Bye.
One more line. You're on air.
It's Sylvia. Sylvia.
Goodbye. Okay, anyway. Well, let's play some more music here. Yeah, well, we'll stop this nonsense with one more one call since they're all a joke. Okay, we'll play Yahweh by All Nations Music featuring Matthew Stevenson, and then we'll play Hold On by Leandra Johnson. Amen.
Your great name. You're in the exhale, y'all. 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 Every time we breathe, we say our name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name.
Oh, no.
Amen, amen, amen. Just hold on, amen. All right, well, we'll take some callers here.
Radio. Buford Fontaine sends his regards to you.
All right. All one, you're on here. Hello? Okay, all one, you're on here.
Hey, Ken, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Gay Trucker Andy, how you doing?
How you doing there, Gay Trucker?
Yeah, I just saw a couple of nice little Mormon boys that walked past me. One was wearing gray pants and one was wearing black pants. Which one do you reckon I should fuck?
I don't know. And I guess that would be up to you and up to them.
Well, I think the one in gray is trying to be different because they all normally have dark pants. He's trying to be different. He wants my cock.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Maybe you should ask him.
Why bother asking him? I should tell him. Just tell him to open his mouth and talk about what's in that Mormon book and put my penis in it.
Oh. Well,
no.
I mean, don't you think you should ask him at first?
Oh, he wants it. He gave me that look.
Oh. Okay. Well, bless you, sir. Have a good night. All right, 111, you're on there.
It's Mary Lou. If you don't like it, too bad. Oh, yes, you're the boss of bitch. Or because this message will continue to...
Yeah. Goodbye. Well, anyway, okay, there's all the silliness going on here tonight. Well, I'll give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, because I know they're listening. Give a shout-out to Dr. Pastor Kent up in Canada and all the Canadians up there that are listening. Amen. God bless you all. And give a shout-out to Discord moderator. He's in our chat room tonight, and God bless him. Amen. And we had Mrs. Kravitz join us and leave, okay? We had DC2, okay, join us and leave. And we also had Alex Staples, okay? He's also in our chat room right now. It's kind of amazing how Alex Staples can be in the chat room, okay, when that's my pen name, and I'm doing the show, so I don't know how he's in the chat room. All right. So, anyway, I'm going to say, I'm going to take two more callers, and then I'm going to hang up, okay, and do another show tomorrow night. 111. You're on
here. Okay, 111. You're on here. Pastor Ken is an asshole. Pastor Ken is...
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Another
111
call.
Okay. In the boycott, fuckface. In the boycott.
All right. Another 111.
I'm saying the third. Your show is being boycotted. Your name, Mary Lou.
Ah, okay. Another bullshit caller. Okay. Well, I'm going to say goodnight. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Bye-bye.